Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hi there, Uniter. Today I'm here to give you some learning tips, but also to teach you a little bit about articles, a very basic grammar point that you learned when you were a beginner. We hear intermediate speakers make mistakes with articles all the time. And last month, we got a question from a student in one of our lessons. He asked, "How do I know when to use different English articles like a, an, the, or even no article?" Do you have this question too? The answer is not that simple, so today I will share some rules to using English articles correctly. I'll also give you some tips on how to continue practicing this language point on your own. Now, here are some general article rules for you to remember. Rule number one, using articles a and an. They're called indefinite articles, by the way. We use a and an with singular countable nouns. A before words that start with consonant sounds and an before words that start with vowel sounds. A dog, a book, a teacher, an apple, an island, an umbrella. We also use indefinite articles when we mention something for the first time. I think I saw a boy go into the store. I think I saw a boy go into the store. Somebody left an umbrella behind. Somebody left an umbrella behind. This is the first time boy and umbrella are mentioned in the conversation. Another rule. We use indefinite articles when an object is not specific. For example, get a plate from the cupboard. It's time for lunch. Meaning any plate, not a specific one. Get a plate from the cupboard. Get a plate. Another example. I need to get a new computer. Mine isn't working very well. Meaning any computer, not a specific one. I need to get a new computer. A new computer. Rule number two. Using the article the. We call it the definite article. We can use the with all nouns, singular, plural, countable, and uncountable nouns. For example, the flowers in the garden look beautiful this year. The flowers in the garden. Another example, the sugar at that store is much cheaper. The sugar. The phone is ringing. The phone. We use the definite article the and not a or an when something has already been mentioned in the conversation. For example, I think I saw a boy go into the store. The boy went in to buy some bread. Another example, somebody left an umbrella behind. The umbrella probably belongs to that customer. We also use the definite article when it's clear what you're referring to or when there's only one of something. For example, close the door over there. We know which door. In a conversation between a father and a mother, the father might ask, where are the kids? And the mom might say, they went to the park. In this conversation, dad is clearly asking about his kids, specific kids, the kids, and they know which park they went to, the park. Another example, the sunrise was gorgeous. There's only one sun which rises. Rule number three, sometimes we don't need to use an article. So what are the general rules for using zero article or no article? Well, when we are speaking in general, for example, I can say, I love apples. They're my favorite fruit. Apples in general, not one apple, an apple, or the apple on the table. I love apples in general, no article. Another example, cars are causing a lot of pollution these days. Not a car, one car. Not the car you have, but cars in general, no article. Another rule, we generally don't use articles before meals, days, months, and years. For example, let's have dinner together on Monday. We don't say let's have a dinner on a Monday. No articles before meals and days. But pay attention here. If you use an adjective before meal, you need to use an article. For example, we had a delicious dinner with my parents. A delicious dinner. An article before an adjective. Now, with months and years, we don't use articles. For example, we went to Spain back in July 2019. Not in a July. Now that you have listened to some rules about using articles, it's time to practice. Now listen, our study guide library has more than 30 grammar topics with practical exercises you can use to activate your knowledge of grammar, correct your mistakes, and use better English when you speak and write. Today, I will share one activity you can do right now to practice your articles. Using different rules about articles that you learned today, write some things about you. It can be sentences, a story, a journal entry, anything you feel like writing. The most important thing is that you're practicing articles. You're paying attention to when you use them, which ones you're using, and why. That's why listening to this podcast one more time and revising the rules is important. The more you repeat this practice with events that are connected to your personal life, the more comfortable you'll get using articles. Now, Uniter, I know you want to improve your grammar on your own from the comfort of your home and level up your English. So imagine that you have all the tools you need to study English successfully on your own for many, many years to come. In our study guide, you will find everything organized for you by topic, level, and skill, so you don't have to waste your time looking for the right resources. The study guide is available for purchase on our website, and it's 25% off. The link is below in the description of this podcast. That's all for today, Uniter. Thanks for listening. If you like our podcast and think that it will be useful to other people, please share it. Send it to your friends and family members who are learning English. And if you don't follow us on social media yet, our Instagram is English.unite. Go say hello to us there. And remember, the English Unite podcast has new episodes every Thursday. So tune in and see you next week.